we're going to get this going. This is the local engagement and outreach, the Chinese ALS's forum. This is room function 5BC, scheduled to begin at 8, and we'll continue through to 09:30. The session should begin.
谢谢你。这次会议是关于中文用户组织一个本地社区性的联系和沟通的会议。中文的互联网用户组织已经加入 ICANN 有7年之久了。我们的第一批中国互联网用户组织在2006年就已经加入了亚太地区用户组织我们叫 APRILO， 所以现在是2013年，已经有7年了。但我们很少有机会聚在一起。今天我们看到有很多新老朋友特别是这些非常可爱的年轻人，他们都坐在后排。我能不能强烈的恳请各位都移到前面来这样方便我们讨论和沟通。I'm not sure whether to speak Chinese, but please move ahead. We want to see you, we want to see these young faces. Right, please, please don't be shy. Come here and join us. Well, thank you very much. Okay, yeah, this really looks like a forum. Forum means this is a place for equal standing discussion. 本次会议的语言将使用中文，非常遗憾的是没有提供同声翻译。Oh yes, there's no seating plan. You can see whatever you want. 我们没有座位顺序都请随意就坐。谢谢各位，谢谢各位。Oh wow. 在我们进入会议日程之前，我想特别介绍几位老朋友。我们要特别感谢他们对我们这个中文用户组织会议的真诚的支持和帮助。刚刚走进屋子的这位很帅的年轻人是这个ICANN 特别用户组织的机构的主席他叫 Olivia。 哈哈哈哈
你好
and he speaks Chinese, wonderful. 我们还有这个ALAC 的两位副主席分别是我们非常可爱的 Evan Leibovitz， 他是从加拿大过来远道而来的老朋友和我们非常严肃的这个 Carton 先生，他来自加勒比海。
你好
，they all speak Chinese。我要专门介绍的，是这位这个非常美丽的女士她是我们的近邻离我们很近她就住在 Australia， almost the next door neighbor, is very close to China, and she's showing her muscle. This is 这是我们 APRILO 的 chair, Holly Rich.She's very holy, yes indeed. 我们非常感谢他们的支持和帮助。会议的语言是用中文的，尽管他们都讲很棒的你好，但是我想他们听不懂我们讲什么。但是他们愿意坐在这里来支持我们的活动，足以证明我们中文社区是和全世界用户组织是团结在一起的。We are united. I want to show you solidarity with us. Thank you so much. Thank you for your coming.在这次会议之前，我想先请几位这个来自 ICANN 的领导表达一下他们的心情和观点我们先从这位正在吃饭的 Olivia 开始好吗？ Stop eating. This is the time for.
She said she would like to start a meeting by inviting some of our ICANN
leaders
to give us maybe some thought or opinion or anything.
Okay. Oh, sorry to interrupt you eating and enjoying the food. Now it's time for speeches. Even the number one. Anything you want to deliver to Chinese community? See these wonderful young people and old people. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you very much, Hong. And thank you for
allowing me to say a few words. I must say I haven't prepared at all, but one of the things which I did want to convey to this community is that Asia is the Asia, Australasia, and Pacific Islands region light large organization is a huge, huge area. It's, I think, well, it is one of the, well, it is the largest region that we have. And among that region, the Chinese speaking community is one of the most active, should I say. Primarily because of the IDNs. There is such a challenge with regards to the variants project. When I look at the amount of work that has to be done in this field, and I see the number of public comments that have been asked of the community, it is something that is that not everyone understands, of course. You have to be able to speak and write Chinese to be able to comment on this. But we have managed to produce so many statements on these, which have been very valuable indeed. The interesting thing is, of course, not only do we take part in the statements, but many of our members from this community are involved in the working group themselves. So it's always very welcome to have the input from the community in the processes, but also in the commenting afterwards. And I do urge you to continue supporting those people who are very much involved. And I wanted to thank, actually, specifically three people whom I've worked with very closely on many of this work. The first one is actually in the room next door. She is Rinalia Abdul-Rahim. And she's in the fellows room at the moment because she has to be with our regional the other ALSs as well. The second one is Edmund Chung. He has been our IDN liaison for many years, and he has been leading the IDN working group. And the third one is Hong Choi. You've managed to keep this whole IDN variance and all that in check. It's always good to have more than one point of view, and between Rinalia, Edmund, and you, you have managed to produce some absolutely excellent work, and I know that your community has supported you for all this, so I really do thank you and thank the whole community for continuing to make sure that At Large is actually receiving a lot of respect for the work that we do. So thank you. I just wanted to close off. IDNs are not the beginning and the end of the involvement of the Chinese community or Chinese-speaking community in At Large. I would like to see more involvement in other statements as well. You don't just need to focus on one subject area. If there are any other subject areas which you are interested in, you're very welcome to take part. When you look at the population ratios in the world, this is a significant population ratio, and when you look at the growth in both in internet use, this is the fastest growth, and with still a huge potential. I'm looking at this also in the number of statements and the involvement of the Chinese community. There is a huge potential for involvement in At Large, and I do hope that you seize this opportunity to make your voice heard. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Olivia. Oh, this is a full speech. Wonderful. So you don't need preparation at all. You're very simultaneous. Thank you so much. Oh, yes. Thanks for mentioning the IDN issues in Chinese community. We are pretty active on that issue. But besides that, we're interested in other issues. Of course, for example, the who is. I know it's an expert. Oh, no, the two or three. Oh, the three experts on this issue, they're all spelling. Oh, one is serious. let me move to those three experts on data protection, privacy. They're very, very productive. They drafted so many documents at ALOC and keep us busy. Keep us busy with reading these documents. Shall we start from the lady? The lady chair of AP Radio, let's welcome Holly. Thank you.
Thank you, Hong. I Carlton and I just spent a lot of time yesterday probably boring everybody with who is and the sort of associated issues with it. The thing I think, and I'll just take a minute, one of the issues in that whole context of the RAA, which is the Registrar's Accreditation Agreement, the agreement between registrars and ICANN, that agreement has, I suppose, as part of its amendments that have been agreed, now provision for what's called a privacy proxy server, that is, you as an individual or as a business or whatever, if you're looking for a domain name and you have concerns about having the personal data of yourself made available, you can use a privacy proxy server. And now there's some rules around what that looks like. There are some temporary rules, and down the track they'll be developing a sort of a more permanent specification. But it will be a way of balancing an individual's privacy needs with the legitimate needs of law enforcement agencies, other government agencies, to have access to that information. It's always a difficult balance to strike, but it's one that we're working through very carefully, and it's a big issue that we will be involved in for some time to come. And by the way, welcome everybody to AP Rallo. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Holly. That's a wonderful topic. The Chinese community are interested in this data protection issue, especially we are developing the law on data protection, the privacy protection. China mainland area has been very backward on data protection, but we're building the law. I'm one of the drafters of Chinese privacy law. So we should keep you posted. I know Carlton has been following on this very closely. He even read Chinese law in the draft. He sent it to the minimalists. So impressive. And he's on the expert group. So please tell us what is happening in the expert group. Show your expertise, please.
Thank you, Ang. Hello, everybody. My name is Carlton Samuels. I'm a vice chair of the ALAC. I'm a chair also of the WHOIS at large, WHOIS working group. And I'm from the Caribbean. I'm from Jamaica. We have lots of long-standing connections to China from where I come from, and it continues to this day with new relationships building. So I'm quite familiar with Chinese situation. One of the things that it's very important to Olivia's spoke about the growth of the internet user community in China, and the prospects for even more growth with over 500 million users in China alone. The balance is shifting directly to the east, and that means it should see more involvement of the Chinese community in the ICANN enterprise, and we are actually looking forward to that. The WHOIS especially, with regard to extending the protocol and the practice to be able to address the idea, internationalized domain names and having access to that data is very important. This is where we will need your help, especially in the WHOIS community, because we will need the expertise of Chinese speaking and the people who have direct association and direct experience with internationalized domain names to help us get our policy perspective right. So I'm urging all of you to join the working group, sign on to the working group, and help us to be prepared for the next generation of WHOIS. As Hong mentioned, I'm a member of the expert working group. And what we are doing right now is trying to look over the horizon to see what the registration data services should be for the new GTLD space. It's important for us to get as many inputs as we possibly can, and there are going to be opportunities to speak to this group and to the WHOIS group in general. And again, I urge your participation. We really do need you. We can't do this alone. We simply don't have enough experience and expertise with non-Latinized scripts to make this work. I want to say one more thing, and this is to congratulate Hong and the participation in the at-large adventure. She's been particularly strong and been my ally, especially the trademark clearinghouse issues with the matter of local trademarks. We were probably the only two who saw that they were important enough for us for various reasons, and she has been a strong advocate and supporter, and I want to thank her publicly for that.
Thank you so much, Carlton. Oh, yes, indeed. It just reminds me, in early day, we were the only two to raise to protect the community trademark, not only the international brands. I still remember that very clearly. Now it seems it's critical. I can just simply overlook the need from Chinese community. Yes, this wonderful information. And we have our dear friend, Evan. Oh, I met him in 2006 in San Juan, and we worked together very closely from 2009 at the first at-large summit. And he was the chair of an at-large new GTLD working group. I was so impressed by his skill of coordination and writing. He has a degree on journalism. This is a journalist. It's a wonderful writing. I'm not a person who stamps the mailing list by sending 1,000 emails every day, but one email, but whenever Evan posts comments or documents, I will reply. So you see, I'm reading. I take note of you. So please, Evan, your comments on any policy issue or engagement issue, please, you have the floor, Evan.
Thanks very much. That's a very difficult introduction to work with. I very much appreciate that. Rather than speaking about specific policies, I would just like to, first of all, thank you all for being here. It is a challenge to be involved in ICANN at this level. I found, even coming in as a native English speaker, that understanding the language of ICANN has been a challenge. It must be many, many times more so for people who are not native English speakers. You may note that one of the few rooms in this conference that has interpretation facilities is the at-large room. We have gone out of our way from the very beginning to make sure that the at-large community has been probably the most globally diverse within ICANN. It's something of which we are proud, but it is also something that performs a very, very important function. As the businesses and the interests within ICANN that are here to try and make a business out of the internet, try and advance their interests, it is imperative, it is absolutely necessary that end users of the internet, and that is us, have to be active, not only in being loud about our interests within ICANN, but also making sure that what ICANN does and how ICANN affects people is understood in every language, in every country, in a way that allows people to be aware of what is going on and how to use the internet easily, safely, and properly. And so for that, again, I thank you. I encourage you not only to persevere with the challenge of understanding ICANN, because I understand it is difficult. It is difficult for everybody. So please persevere. It is a very, very worthwhile task, not only because we need your input, but also because we need you to help the local community understand the issues, understand how the internet and ICANN impacts global internet users. So without speaking on specific policies, I invite you all to get involved as you would like, help spread the interests of end users within ICANN and information about ICANN within the community. And I especially want to thank Professor Shui for the work that she's done. And it has been a delight hosting her when she came to Toronto. And I'm honored to be the guest of you and for the Chinese community coming here. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Evan. Thanks for these lovely words. Thanks for mentioning the language barrier and the translation policy. This is absolutely important to Chinese community. Oh, the last but not least, we have another non-Chinese speaking friend. We are privileged to have him. He's hiding behind, but he's an important man. Come on, identify yourself. This is Sebastian. This is a large director. This is, come on, a board member, a very important person. Don't be shy. Well, Sebastian is in many aspects like a Chinese. He's shy. He's moderate. He's mild. He's not aggressive at all. Very friendly, nice. Just like Chinese. This is another Chinese on the board. So please, you will introduce yourself and give a comment to the Chinese community, please.
Thank you. I will not repeat what the other say previously, but I really support what Evan just say. It's important, the engagement. Then I am Sébastien Bachelet. I have the honor to be selected by the at-large community to be as the first director on the seat 15. I need to show you something. Just like that, you can remember that the seat for the at large, it's the last one created, and it's a number 15. I come from France. I started in ICANN in 2001 in the business constituency, and then a few years after, I become a chair of the French ISOC chapter, and I helped to build the EURALO, the European Regional at Large Organization, and still then I am involved with the end user voice at the level of at large, ALAC, and now in the board. It's not an easy task, because when you are alone to be the voice of end user, I will not say that the other don't take care or don't feel sometimes that they need to take care of end user, but I can tell you that it's day-to-day struggle to remind them that at the end, any decisions they are taking, it's will affect us, will affect the 2 billion users, and then there are a lot of topics where it's happened, from the new GTLD to the IPv6 deployment to the question of security with DNSSEC. We can think that it's technical subject, but no, it's real topic. At the end of the day, we will need to be able to use it, and if we don't use it, we will have difficulty with security if I take DNSSEC. I want to emphasize what Evan say. It's important that we have a real diverse community, diverse participations, and it's an euphemism to say you are a big country. You are a part of the future of this world. You will have more end users than any other country. Then get involved, participate, put your voice. We have the chance to have now at the main meeting facilities, six languages, including Chinese. Then this afternoon at the public forum, all the public forum will be interpreted from and to the six UN languages, English, French, Spanish, Arabic, Russian, and Chinese, if I don't make mistake. Then take this opportunity also to use your language. to come and to deliver your thought in your language, because English, it's the lingua franca, but it's sometimes difficult to express your own idea in the foreign language, and use your language, and you will be welcome. Thank you very much, and I want to say that I really appreciate all you are doing, and when I say that, I know where you live, with all the difficulty you get sometimes to get in touch with us, to stay connected, to be able to exchange with us, and it's a challenge for us, because we do a lot of work, we spend long hours in communication, but there are some countries in this world, in the middle of Africa, here, and some other places where it's even more difficult, and I appreciate a lot your engagement. Thank you very much, Hong.
Oh, merci beaucoup. This is the French I learned from Sebastian. Oh, thank you very much. Thanks for all the friends. Now, our friends from Chinese community know these wonderful leaders. So they are all you channels to express your will to ICANN. You see, they're so nice. They're smiling. They're friendly. So don't be frightened away, and don't be frightened by the language barriers. I guess as many kind volunteers would like to translate for you. From now on, the conference will be converted into Chinese language, will be in Chinese only. And so sorry, there's no... sometimes it's translation for you. So I appreciate so much for your presence here. You're welcome to stay to practice your Chinese, but you have other engagement. I know you have other meetings. You don't have to. I don't want to force you to stay. Right. Thank you very much. Let's thank them and welcome them again. Right. Thank you. 各位朋友, 我们开始正式议程之前是不是相互介绍一下，让我们彼此认识。既然ICANN主张我们是平等的各利益集团的一个治理构架，我们都要平等的对待彼此，还有一些年轻人坐在后排，我们先从后排的年轻人开始好吗？各位都讲中文吗？ This is a Cantonese, 广东话, 大不大？大个啦，大个啦，我们从后排的年轻人开始好吗？从那位女士。 please. 谢谢。然后我们这里从 Sophia. Oh, I'm so sorry. Sorry. Oh, welcome. Okay. And this young man? Sophia.
大家好，我是冯硕 Sophia Fan， 然后 我是 Kina 北龙中网的。大家好，我叫滕云云，来自
Connect， 是做法务工作的，然后很高兴在这里跟大家一起相聚，谢谢。大家好，我是许超然，我是来自
Cynic 的，Cynic 法务，谢谢。
大家好，我是杨庆飞，我来自中信集团，很高兴参加今天这个 forum， 谢谢。
大家好，我是刘永雄，那么我是来自香港大学的，另外我也是代表Dot Asia Animation 的 Ambassador， 那么很高兴认识大家。
大家好，我是廖伟琴，也是代表 Netmission 的同学，我在香港中文大学读书，谢谢。
大家好，我是 Lily， 是 Namation 的 alumni， 我是来自香港大学的，谢谢。
大家好，我姓梁 ，Pro 梁 ，I can staff， 谢谢。
Good morning, Heidi Ulrich, I can staff. An at-large director, so I'm the director for the at-large support.
大家好，我叫郑永新，然后我也是 Namission Ambassador， 我是在香港岭南大学读书，我念的是翻译，然后今天没有戴眼镜，因为房间太满了找不到，然后呢，所以你就要看着我，就是眯着眼睛，这样的话就请你不要介意，谢谢。
我特别谢谢这位可爱的女士如果 Heidi 需要任何翻译的服务，请您帮一下忙好吗？您是学习翻译的吗？那好如果 Heidi 和我们另外一位 ICAN 同事需要一个Heidi our lady yeah thank you so much right this young lady was very willing to help you and she her major is simultaneous translation so it's wonderful it's professional right.Welcome. 谢谢，请。
大家好，我是李佳丽，来自于香港中文大学的中文系，是 Mission Ambassador。谢谢。
大家好，我叫韩雨潇，我是一名在港内地生，也是来自 Mission Ambassador Program 的。谢谢。
大家好，我是李佳颂，我也是那个 Netmission Ambassador， 然后我就是在香港中文大学那个心理学的，谢谢。
我是薛红，我代表的中文用户组织的名字叫中文域名用户联盟，我也是北京师范大学法学院的教师，谢谢。
大家好，我是王胜开，来自。Cynica 中国互联网络信息中心，主要从事互联网国际政策和互联网治理方面的工作，很高兴能跟大家见面，谢谢大家。
大家好，我是邓德俊，代表那个 ISEC 台北来参加会议，不过这是第一次参加，所以有点搞不清楚状况。我从来没参加一个会议是早上八点的。还有早上七点半的，然后六点半才有食物，所以让我常常早上有点昏头，希望大家多见谅，很高兴在这边，谢谢。
谢谢，非常不好意思让您这么早起来啊。
那个大家好，我是 Netmission 的 Ambassador， 我是最年轻的。大家好，我是乔静，这个。今天在这边的身份呢是APNG 的主席 APNG 是全名是 Asia Pacific Networking Group 是亚洲最老的一个往这个互联网发展组织他们之前我们在 APNG 之下呢就 spin off 像 APNIC APTOD 还有 Dot Asia 这一类型的互联网组织我同时呢也在 ICAN 的 GNSO 理事会担任理事那么台湾的话呢我担任台湾的我们叫做网际网路协会的理事那么目前我应该还是 DAISA 的董事这个大概先介绍到这儿
吴先生谢谢
大家好我是吴奇言 Joseph 每一个人都叫我 Joseph你们再讲我就是可以了我这一次的是代表 ISOC Hong Kong ISOC 香港来的但是我也是 .HK 的董事所以对那个IDN 呢比较更紧张一点我是在香港政委大学计算机科学系的教授
大家好我是邱江涛来自北京师范大学同时也是中文域名用户联盟的代表之一好谢谢大家
大家好，我叫谭阳林，是来自环道科技，是这个新通用顶级域的申请人。我们申请了有13个中文顶级域。
大家好，我是高静，我来自康乃克，是康乃克法务，谢谢。
大家好，我叫张小慧，来自于康乃克，是在康乃克做法务工作，同时我也是中文域名用户联盟的成员，谢谢。
大家好，我叫董子硕，来自北京师范大学法学院，同时也是 CDNOA 的成员，谢谢大家。
谢谢大家。因为我们这个有一个网上的连接，请大家都靠近话筒啊，提高音量，否则这个远程参与的听众无法听清楚。Thank you. Please speak up. Loudly, we have to shout at each other. yes. Will you please turn up that one? Thank you. It's so kind. If you wish, this lady can provide the interpretation service for you. That's all right. Oh, you're leaving. All right. I know you have another meeting. You have to chair that. Oh, thank you so much for being here. 谢谢大家。现在我们新老朋友都已经汇聚了，在中文社区一共有7个用户组织。今天除了来自香港的 HKIF Hong Kong Internet Forum Dennis Tsai 因为有事情已经回到香港，其他的朋友都在座。非常荣幸见到大家，以后这种活动我们也可以经常举办尤其是吴教授是这个计算机科学方面的专家，可以指导我们如何更好的利用互联网技术来连接和沟通。今天本来我们设置了3个议程，但我们的时间很紧迫，我知道大家都有其他的会议要去，所以我们集中一下讨论其中2个问题由于我是法学教授，可能对法律政策更感兴趣。第一个问题也是很紧急的，就是 ICANN 最近实施的商标保护措施是否能够真正有效地保护中文社区的这个商标，中文字符的商标我觉得这是非常紧迫的一个问题。今天我们也有幸请到了 APNG 的 President 最年轻的 NetMission Ambassador乔静先生来讲一讲这个问题有请。
薛教授，谢谢。这个我想薛教授直接的我们就切入了这一次 ICANN 在北京会议里头最重要的一个议题，也就是New GTLD 之下的我们有关中文 IDN 的这个implementation 的这个部分，就是我们如何去实施这个中文的 IDN。 那么我们在座的有黄道科技的，还有可能有其他的，我们 CNIC 的，还有 CONEC KNET 这边的申请的朋友，其实我们也非常感谢薛老师，大概我们1-2个月之前吧，其实就在师范大学，大家就比较紧张的，也在薛老师的带领之下，我们其实已经有一些粗略的讨论，那么大概也形成了一些想法。那么我也跟各位报告一下这个礼拜发展的状况。那么主要是分成2点，一个是 registry agreement。就是我们注册局顶级域名注册局与 ICANN 的合约里头呢，对于中文 IDN 的这个部分是到目前为止是毫无进展的。那么毫无进展的原因是因为呢，我们也知道 ICANN 在过去2个月之内主要的精力都放在审核所有的受理的申请件，那么另外还有诸多的其他相关的法务的这个工作，比如说像2013年版的 RAA Registrar Accreditation Agreement。 那么这个工作 RAA 的工作呢，是必须在这个顶级域名核发之前必须完成的，因为 ICANN 他们的这个诉求是每个新的顶级域名的这个注册局必须使用签了新版2013年 RAA 的这个注册商才能够做域名的销售。今天我们这个不谈，但是就是回到 registry agreement 注册局的协议这一块呢，就是这一块是目前来讲我们没有任何的进展。那 昨天下午在IDN VIP 就是变体制工作组的会议里头呢，我们针对了 VIP 的工作进程，还有所谓的 LGR Label Generation Rules， 就是中文，以中文来讲的话，或者其他语言如何生成变体字的一些工作啊。另外就是在变体字的使用者经验，也就是跟咱们这边最有关系的这个部分呢，做了很深入的探讨。我还有其他几位，其实像这个 James 啊，像 Edmund 啊，都是参与IDN 工作超过十年以上的，包含薛博士也是超过十年以上。我们对于 ICANN 在这段期间这样工作的进程表示给予肯定，但是也表达了非常高程度的担心。因为 VIP 的工作就是这个变体制工作不明确的话，我们没有办法实施变体制入根的这样子的一个工作。马上受到影响的是两个部分，一个就是CNNIC 的点阵物，还有这个是一个，就是点阵物的物质是有变体字的。那么对不起那是 CONNEC， 不好意思。那么另外就是 CNNIC 的这个网络的这个网跟络两个字都有变体字啊。那么其他几个民间的，就是我们一般私人申请的，也有众多的变体字的问题。所以我们在昨天的 VIP 工作组里头很明确的要求他们，希望在现在立刻能够至少出一份在我们叫做 New GTLD 的 Advisory， 就像他们之前对合约或者执行上面如果有疏漏的地方，他们就会有一些新的通报，就是 Advisory 的通报。我们立即要求他们来做这件事情，否则目前照 VIP 工作组的规划呢，这个变体制工作是到明年六月，就是六月2014年的六月才会等于完成，那么我们才会见到变体制的入根。那意思就是说呢，如果咱们这次很顺利，从今年八月份到明年六月份，用户基本上会面临到两个重大的这个使用上面的问题。第一个就是如果我们之前在使用点中国的简繁体啊，另外还有就是其他的变体字的使用上面呢，我们会给用户创造不同的使用经验。也就是说呢，在国码这一块，比如说点中国这一块，现在是做到我们所谓的简繁等效的这样子的状况，但是GTLD 这一块是没有的。所以在八月份到六月份之间呢，是一个空窗期。那么第二个就可能会那个让用户在这样使用者经验的状况下，会有进一步的安全的这样的顾虑，是我们非常不乐见去这个去等于是去看到的。安全的疑虑可能在 DNS 的层面，或者是甚至不在 DNS 层面，纯粹是可能有钓鱼啊，或者是诈骗的情形可能会发生啊。所以我现在要在进入我们第二点之前呢，所以我是不是停一下，让大家，我自己也喘口气，大家也喘口气
啊。谢谢曹先生这个 briefing， 这个说的是很重要的。我觉得尤其这个空窗期的问题，就以CNNIC 这个网络网络为例，它是确实涉及到繁简这个变体的问题。那如果说它今年很顺利比如今年六月就可以被授权，它授权的是简体，那么明年六月呢，它的这个变体政策出来了，假定我们也顺利得到了授权，我们又得到了一份繁体，那现在就出现很严重的问题。这是他们是这个捆绑在一起，作为一个域名呢，还是两个独立的域名啊？我再三追问 ICANN 以前在这个 CCTLD 授权的时候有没有相应的政策，答案是没有，他们只是特别处理，特事特办的啊。但是这样作为两个授权也不是我们想要的，因为我们在运营中是不可能作为两个来运营的，我们是作为一个来运营的。所以可以想见像乔先生所说会产生的用户混淆和网络安全问题，这是非常重要。你能想象工商银行有一个繁体版有一个简体版啊？那么用户究竟该登录哪个呢？如果这有不同的组织来运营，那是灾难性的
像恒生银行，像 HSBC 啊，这个如果是有两个版本是不可想象的。ICAN 曾经考虑过这叫少高风险域高风险域的问题，这个真正是高风险，尤其是对我们中文社区是高风险。各位有什么评论吗？我们有 CNIC 的代表，你们这次有什么应对吗？这个
其实这个事情我们就很久之前也一直在关注，而且从应该是从CDN 开始就已经有了，就是说这么多年来推动 ICAN 来解决，到现在好像是这个希望，我不知道这个希望什么时候能推出来。反正因为这个简繁体转换的问题不仅仅是一个网络社区的问题，而且有时候也可能是有时候可能大家觉得比较敏感了，或者是一些其他的因素在里头，所以我们可能在互联网本身作为这个平等的一个入口啊，或者叫什么虚拟空间也好，大家在这里头不希望引入其他的东西，否则的话可能会这个变成另外一个战场或者是一个什么，所以我们还是希望 ICAN 能尽快解决这个问题。
啊，谢谢超然啊，对，所以那个在这个啊，王博士啊有一评论。
在现实社会中，好比我们这个商标有先进商标的保护啊之类的，那么在网络这个虚拟世界里头，这一块怎么解决？是刚才需要说如果有变体是作为一个呢，还是作为多份需要申请？因为像这个现实社会里头申请商标过程中有一个就是先进或者是这个的保护的一些措施，那么 ICAN 在这方面法律也好，政策保护方面也好，有什么这种考虑要考虑到，特别是中文它有一些简体繁体，还有一个日文韩文之间同样意思的字儿会有一些这个那不一样哈，所表达的是同一个字儿，怎么办？
这个在二级域的部分，我想待会儿薛博士也会花一些时间来讲这个这个考量点是完全这个非常对的，因为目前 ICAN 对于商标的这种二级域的保护的，我们现在有一个措施叫 Trademark Greenhouse TMCH， 这也是待会儿我们可能下一点要谈的这个部分。对于中文商标，不论是繁体商标先进来，或者是简体的商标进来，目前的保护措施的是非常不到位的，是我们需要跟德勤那边，就是目前 ICAN 所签约方要在很尽速的必须再进一步探讨的。因为目前针对 IDN 这部分你可以听到 ICAN 的反馈呢，基本上就是他就张开双手说我绝对可以做，那么但是至于怎么做，简繁体怎么样来处理，是完全没有一个这个让我们应该怎么说心服口服的一个处理的方法。在礼拜一的中午我看到一份，我也转给薛博士了，就是 Trademark Greenhouse 与 ICAN 将要签的这份合约，对于简繁体的保护或是做我们所谓的捆绑叫 bundling 这一块，是我们到目前为止非常不解的。他们这个原则基本上第一个跟目前 CDNC 就是我们中文域名联合会，还有就是点中国目前现有的我们所谓的 best practice 最佳实践的方式是完全不一致的，所以这个让我们在implement 就是在实施这个IDN 的注册上面，就像刚刚薛博士讲的，这个混淆跟安全性是我们非常非常担心的一件事情。
对，也是最近跟踪这个作为国际政策研究跟踪这个ICAN 的动态，也可以看出它关于那个TMCH Trademark Greenhouse 和这个 IDN 还有一个这个月以来呢，它都进入到那个Initial evaluation process 那个初始阶段，我看它就是关于自乱先进的这一块已经有一些前段时间看一个什么，就是觉得不能 pass 的，对吧？这个就这一块也是 刚好都是在中文域名这一块碰到了一些问题。
我刚刚想起来是我们的讨论不单只是在那个简体跟繁体的问题，因为我刚刚想起来是比方说 HSBC 微风微风那个微已经有两个变体字了，风也有两个，不单只是繁体跟那个简体的问题，就是一个 exponential 那个 combination 的问题，我是 academic 嘛，你可以有一个简体的位，有一个繁体的风，那个已经是四个 combination 了。
对，
啊，这个，还有我们在香港刚刚处理的那个 HSBC 跟那个微风是绑在一起的，绑在一起的。现在你们每一个中文字，要是你有一个变体的话，有可能不单只是一个变体，有可能是很多的其他的变体。每一个变体字跟下一个字连在一起的时候，就是一个 combination。所以不单只是那个繁体跟简体的问题，是那个。very chaotic, very 很复杂，很奇怪的一个跟那个 registry 我看是非常麻烦的那个东西啊。要是你把这个字串有繁体有简体的 mixture 来我们这里申请的话，那是我也不知道是怎么处理了。
其实这个是非常好的一个马上显而易见，比如说 banking 就会面临到这样子混淆的状况。CDNC 的原则，过去15年的原则基本上是这样处理，就是我申请者有我本来就要申请的字符串，所以申请者会去要，比如说汇丰的话，他会申请，比如说在香港点 HK， 它就会完全的繁体加繁体，
对，
两个繁体。但是 CDNC 的原则就是在你申请字串还会有再多两条，等于或多两条的 record， 一个是全繁，那在全繁的时候可能是我们 match 我们的申请字串，还有一个是全简这个申请字串。所以这样的 bundling 在 CDNC 的原则是一致的，就是我们过去这么多年来一直是这样。但是很不幸的 ICANN 到目前为止他不了解这样的一个原则。那 variant 的这个部分再退一步回来说，在顶级域的部分，所以他们创造了一个所谓的叫做LGR 叫做 Labor Generation Rules，并没有考虑到我们刚刚讲的这个状况，说全简全繁或是我们有一个所谓的 preferred 的这样的一个 variant， 所以是令人感到无比的忧心。这个
啊，对，我再补充一句，我刚好在网上找到了这个 ICANN， 它就是评估的时候说是可能会引起 cause confusion， 因为identical or so nearly resemble one another visually， 就有一个他第一批里头说的圣貌饭店和您刚才说的繁体字的圣貌饭店，还有一个呢very sign 的那个点看和那个点字是繁体的，看字是简体的，点看他作为这个initial evaluation 的时候他已经指出来了这个怎么处理，但是他这里头
这个是我们点出来，其实是我们中文在 CDNC 我们协助了 ICANN 点出来，因为 ICANN 有一个对于字符串的混淆跟相似度的比较工具，他们忘记去比较点看跟圣茂饭店这样的一个，所以我们指出来说你去比比看，就这两个相似程度超过94%，
对对对，
所以呢造成一个状况是 VeriSign 递了两份申请这个分开，所以 VeriSign 目前他必须做一个决定，我相信也快，就是他们会不然是从两份之中退一份出来，不然就是自己跟自己打架。
对对，就是这个。我看他的那个参加会议的时候贴的那个广告牌里头，他还是把那个点看和繁体字的点看一块儿都出现了。好，谢谢啊。
啊，谢谢。我觉得大家讨论非常有意义啊。我总结一下三点啊，一个是吴教授提出来的是非常非常重要的，也就是说关于商标的这个变体繁简问题，实际上啊比我们所说的域名系统的要更加复杂，因为我们在域名系统考虑主要是两个问题，一个是呢要一起授权就 bundling 的问题啊，这个第二呢我们考虑只考虑什么是 desired variants， 什么是应该被 blocked variants。啊，但是在商标就不同，它可以有那种混合的，就像您说的，这是 ICANN 根本没有想到的，不是这个语言社区的人也不会想这个问题。这个像汇丰银行这是非常典型的，所以这是第二点，就是有关这种高风险的域名、高风险的域，这个是不是应该有特殊保护？如果 ICANN 仍然听之任之的话，那是多么严重的情况。第三点，我觉得这不仅这个商标是只是二级域名，顶级域名也有啊。顶级域名像欧莱雅这样，这个它确实也涉及到繁简，如果只授权一个版本，那另外一个版本它没有权利，它会非常担心的啊。所以这三点我觉得是非常重要，也是我们中文社区要提的。Ching Niu，
我其实一个很快的建议，因为其实这个其实Olivia 已经先走了，我其实蛮希望从 ALEC 或者是咱们中文社区的是不是能够在这一次甚至就是下午的这个 public forum 里头能够准备一个类似的 statement。 那尤其各位很多咱们领导这边先进这边都坐在这儿，所以我非常希望大家是不是能够有一个等于是一个联合的声明，比如说由薛老师咱们带队的向主席台进攻，这个也不是进攻，这确实需要这个怎么讲 let our voice heard。
啊，非常感谢这个乔总的这个建议啊，这也正是我们想的啊。我昨天晚上已经连夜起草了一份这个声明，这是给这个 at large IDN 工作组起草一份声明，当然需要工作组首先同意，然后再提交到 ALEC 今天一会儿他们就会开会决定是不是批准，程序还比较复杂。如果这个他们今天无法批准和同意的话，我觉得我们中文社区，因为这是关系到我们的切身利益啊，这不仅仅是商标的问题，是关系到每一个互联网用户是不是会混淆的问题啊。我知道乔总现在要去 TMCH 开会，因为那个会更重要啊。
不好意思，我这最后我这边也 update 一下我们 GNSO 这一块，就是今天在 TMCH 之后呢，我们 GNSO 理事会也会最后有一个工作会议。我这边已经提醒他们，我们会成立一个，就是在未来六个月，针对 IDN GTLD 的 delegation 发放的部分，成立一个专责的工作小组，能够确保这个跟 ICANN 这个部分呢，比如说签约的部分呢，还有在核发甚至在 VIP 的这样的进程部分，我们保持一个透明度，因为现在好像我们都被蒙在鼓里头，他们做什么，我们就等着来收这个，所以我们希望等于是去 crystallize 这样子的一个 process。所以在今天的时候，我们也会继续的这个为大家共同的利益来做这个
努力。那我们就谢谢乔总，你是我们重要的渠道啊。乔总刚才提到的，我们今天下午是不是要在public forum 就以中文社区的名义说一下这个事情？因为这关系到我们每一个用户的切身利益。今天我们非常荣幸的请到了这个ALEC 的 Executive Committee 的 Member Renalia 啊，also the Co-Chair of IDN Working Group ALEC。Welcome, madam. You want to give a speech? You're very welcome.
Thank you, Hong. It's not a speech. It's actually a question for Ching Chao. 这个小组是 JIG 的小组还是另一个小组？
这个缘起是因为在 JIG 的部分基本上已经是 Board Resolve 有三个工作项目。那这个小组我会希望在 GNSO 的另一个就是跟 staff 一个简单的工作组，透过这样的渠道呢，让 ICANN 的 New GTLD 的整个 operational process 在未来六个月是比较透明化的，因为我们都知道未来六个月哪一些 IDN 的字符串会被核发出来，但是就目前很多我们申请人的一些需求啊，或是跟他的沟通，其实是很单向的，就是我们 不太清楚他们到底下一步怎么做，下一步怎么做。所以我们希望是建立一个更直接的，真的是比较属于工作层级的这种 the working level 的双向沟通的管道，来跟他们一起合作。
OK， 谢谢你，我听懂了。Hong， 我们有一个 ALEC 的会议需要谈这个 idea and statement， 所以我希望你可以等一下过去，你关了这个大会以后就马上过去好吧。
谢谢 OK， no problem。
My name is Rinalia Abdurrahim， 我的中文名字是任丽雅，我是从马来西亚来的。But I live in Hong Kong. Thank you very much.
非常感谢 Rinalia 啊，感谢你的支持啊，我一定的努力的跑到另外一个会议啊，但是我希望这个下午公众论坛我们能够参与一下，以中文社区的名义，以我们七个中文用户组织的名义啊，如果这个教授和我们这个 TW 朋友能够在的话啊，这比较好。我已经写了一个草稿，当然也可以进一步润色一下。我还有一个中文的版本。我觉得这个我们也不需要等待啊，我们可以走它的程序，但我们为什么要等待呢？因为这是关系到我们每一个使用中文字的人的利益嘛，所以也希望大家考虑一下这个可能。如果下午大家还有时间参加这个 ICANN 会议的话，我们今天主要要讨论的这两个议题，一个就是关于中文顶级域名变体的问题啊，及二级域名变体的问题，另外就是关于与商标有关的变体问题，大家都进行了比较充分的讨论啊，尤其是我们听到这个王博士啊、乔总啊、吴教授啊，给我们非常有启发的这个意见。我们还有几位法律界的同仁，刚才超然发表了观点啊 ，Cassie， 你有什么评论吗？啊，尤其也涉及到你们，比如点证物这个事情，你们有什么推进的计划？
这个也是我们比较关注的问题，因为物的确有繁体字的问题，但是就是从法律方面，我觉得就有一个担心，就是这个投标也相当于是一个法律关系，就是它有一个邀约和承诺的问题，就是在投标书的时候，ICANN 它相当于是一个邀约邀请，那么我们投标的时候就是一个证物，然后承诺，然后如果 ICANN 等于有一圈测试完了以后就给一个承诺，那么这个邀约和承诺是一一对应的关系，就是然后在设计简繁的这个情况下，这个跟法律上的这个邀约承诺一一对应的关系也是我比较担忧的问题。当然就是从它这个安全和混淆的方面，如果简繁不能同时授权，对整个的中文社群包括其他的 IDN 我觉得都是一种损失。然后康奈克也是比较关注这个事情，我们也是希望有一个积极和一个正面的一个结果，希望 ICANN 能够尽快在，特别是因为现在 ICANN 在推行 IDN 优先，但是它在很多配套的方面根本就是就是一个实然和因然的一个问题，就是它因然是这样的，但是它实然可能没有做到这一点。这就是这些。
谢谢 Cassie。我们知道我们还有其他的申请人，比如这个 Sophia 代表的 Knet， 还有我们中心的朋友不知这个你们对这方面有什么意见可以和我们大家分享一下。
对，我们也觉得就是对目前来说的话，我们中网申请的 TLD 当中有一半以上都是IDN 中文，所以对我们来说这个简繁等效是非常重要的，因为这会影响到这个一个市场的先入性同时也会影响到大家对中文域名的信心，因为当如果互联网用户他预示到这个中文域名他会产生种种用户体验方面的一些问题的话，他可能对 IDN 从他入职一开始他就会产生一种不是特别好的这种印象而要逐步努力扭转这种印象的话将会比较困难。同时我觉得 ICANN 本身它这种多利益方来决定这个决策的这样一个模式，它应该是能够应该能 比较大程度的接纳到这个互联网用户以及这个新丁通用顶级运营申请人未来的这个 registry 的他的一个诉求，这是一个符合他这个 stakeholder model 的。我们不应该在 IDM 这件事情上面就是给他任何有借口的这样的一个机会吧，就是能够把他这个 market stakeholder model 给就破除掉。所以我觉得我们还是应该尽力的去争取我们的权益。
好，谢谢 Sophia， 这是很重要的一点啊，我们一定要坚持这个 multi-stakeholder participation 啊。那么我们中心的朋友您有什么评论意见吗？
我想说我们中信集团现在申请了两个顶级域名，一个是中文的点中信，一个是英拉丁字符的点 city。 那么现在点中信已经通过的 IE。 那么现在我有一个小小的问题，就是说因为点中信它没有，应该是没有繁体的这个一些麻烦在里面，但是如果比如说一些香港台湾的朋友们他们用繁体的输入法输入点中信，因为可能在就是字符上你用眼看不出来它有一些问题，但是我说如果就是用不同的输入法会不会牵扯到这种转码的一些就是问题。
这个现在我还不知道那个正式的情绪了，因为我看以前的应该是那个繁体跟繁体简体跟简体是不相关的要是一开始的时候我们一开始就看那个商标要是他们已经有一个以前注销的那个东西的话，那个其他的就不能够进去了。但是现在是 new GTLD 嘛，所以现在每一个人都没有那个 priority。 我看那个 priority 就是看那个 trademark 就是看其中一个人有一个 ultimate 的那个 document 但是比方说你们有那个ultimacy， 但是另外也很难说在香港我可以注册一个公司就是用繁体跟你的名字基本上是一样的还有那个 combination 啊，我可以铸造一个公司是那个 trademark 那个基本上是一个头像的吧，所以应该是非常麻烦的一个东西，而且那个每一个 registry 或者是 registrar 也不知道其他的东西其他的公司其他的 registry 怎么处理的，要是没有一个 centralized 的东西那就世界大乱了。
非常感谢两位，我觉得是吴教授说的对。虽然中信呢，这个顶级域名本身不涉及繁简的问题，但是下面注册的二级域名，那些注册的商标需要保护的字符，很可能涉及。所以这个确实如吴教授所说，我们需要有一个 ICANN 统一的政策来解决这个问题，不能对我们这个问题不闻不问，尤其是在我们呼吁了很多年之后，还没有适当的措施。还有朋友们有什么回应吗？关于这个问题，因为这个在 ICANN 9点到10点半有一个专门的专题会议，就是关于这商标保护的。我想我们大家都想参加一下。如果我们这个会议没有其他的议题要讨论，我们就稍微提前10分钟结束，以便我们去参加另外一个会议。那就谢谢大家了，感谢大家，再次感谢大家。我们要感谢 ICANN 的工作人员Heidi 我们感谢我们的技术人员谢谢他们Thank you to all the friends We adjourn the meeting. Thank you very much You can close the online system. Thank you Heidi. Thank you very much. Thank you.